Good morning, this is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus entitled Richard Dawkins Echoes Bill Nye. Who cares about creationists and their deep, profound ignorance? Creationism and evolution have been hot topics. By this is posted September 7th by Billy Hollowell on The Blaze. Creation and evolution have been hot topics as of late following a viral anti-creationism video that has put out by scientist Bill Nye. The initial clip sparked a response from the Creation Museum in which two scientists argued that both theories should be taught to children. Now, prominent atheist leader and biologist Richard Dawkins is speaking out. "I don't think that religion is anything useful to teach us," Dawkins proclaimed this week in an interview with CNN, going on to tout evolution as a deniable fact. "It's as certain as the fact that the Earth and the other planets orbit the sun." Of those Americans who believe that God created human beings and that the Earth isn't millions of years old, as evolutionary science contends, Dawkins claims there is a deep, profound ignorance, while he conceded that some smart people are indeed religious. He drew some important distinctions. "There are many very educated people who are religious, but they're not creationists," he said. "There's a world of difference between a serious religious person and a creationist, and especially a young Earth creationist who thinks the world is only 10,000 years old." Dawkins, like all atheists, believes there is nothing remaining for him after death. When he perishes, he believes there will be no pearly gates, no afterlife, and certainly no almighty God to contend with. When asked by CNN if he believed life just ends, he was candid. "Of course it just ends. What else could it do? My thoughts, my beliefs, my feelings are all in my brain. My brain is going to rot, so no, there's no question about it." As for the question of whether children are damaged by creationism, a charge that Nye waged, Dawkins also weighed in. Naturally, he shared similar views about the importance of teaching children the theory of evolution. "You can't even begin to understand biology. You can't understand life unless you understand that it's all there for how it arose, and that means evolution. So I would teach evolution very early in childhood. I don't think it's all that difficult to do. It's very simple. One could do it with the aid of a computer game and things like that. I think it needs serious attention, that children should be taught where they come from, what life is all about, how it started, why it's there, why there's such diversity of it, why it looks designed. These are all things that can be easily explained to a pretty young child. I started at the age of 7 or 8. There's only one game in town as far as serious science is concerned. It's not that there are two different theories. No serious scientist doubts that we are cousins of gorillas, and we are cousins of monkeys, and we are cousins of snails. We are cousins of earthworms. We are shared ancestors with all animals and all plants. There is no serious scientist who doubts that evolution is a fact. Now, that is the end of the article as posted by The Blaze. The amazing thing about all this is that he gets away with just going offhanded about such generalizations. No serious scientist. Oh, okay, so anyone who knows anything about science agrees with you. You know, ignorant. Any really religious person is not a creationist. Oh, that is quite an emphatic statement. I hope that he has something with which he can establish that. But after all, we're not interested in facts. He looks at evidence, and instead of explaining, think about what he said. It's important for children to know where we came from and why. Well, okay, you mean why in a naturalistic evolutionary sense. You're here because the right chemicals came at the right time, at the right environment, in the right atmosphere, and the right pressure, and everything just worked out just right. And never mind that the probability is 10 to the negative, astronomical exponents, and somehow we have to go with the nth fraction exponent if we want to believe in evolution, but only the real creationist. What do we do about this nonsense? I mean, it's almost not worth talking about. Folks, you have to understand that it is a struggle for me to talk about nonsense. And yet I realize in Psalm 40 and verse number 4, "Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered." David said, "Lord, if I were to even try to list what you have done for me, what you have done towards me, your thoughts towards me, I can't even put them in an intelligible, logical, rational order for me. When I list 1 through 10, there is a 5.6 that shows up, and I have to make it a 1 through 11 scale. And then when I get done with that, oh, there's a 2.3, and I have to make room between the 2 and the 3. And all of a sudden, my scale is just more than can be numbered." And so David says, don't even give a second thought to the moron who says that all the blessings in his life are from nobody. All the problems in his life are without design. All the evil in his life is none of his is of no particular divine intent. Pay no attention to the moron who says, as Richard Dawkins does in the movie Expelled with Ben Stein, that the first life just spontaneously occurred on the back of a crystal. My dear friend, when a person denies the Creator, he becomes an absolute moron. It says in Romans chapter 1, he darkens their understanding, their foolish heart is darkened because they've made the glory of the incorruptible God like unto the image of corruptible four-footed beast. We give no heed to morons, people who look at their Creator and say, you have not created me. In the day coming when the Lord will judge the secrets of men by the Lord Jesus, then all things will be made clear. That's Romans chapter 2, verse 16. It will be clear in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, that according to my gospel. Friends, there's a day coming when the Richard Dawkinses of this world will shake their head in utter despair, hanging their head knowing that they have been absolutely stupid. See, friends, the amount of digits, the amount of bytes, the amount of data that's available will not answer the depravity of one person convinced in his heart that he does not want to be judged for his sin. All atheism begins with a lack of accountability to the designer. This is Pastor Bill. Post your comments directly to this commentary.